In early May 1875, Eads arrived in New Orleans. He had delayed starting work until the end of the flood season, and the city that had earlier fought him now waited anxiously. After the city ceremoniously wished him Godspeed, Eads, his contractor James Andrews, and two other engineers proceeded downriver aboard a small steamer. Below New Orleans, the river resembles a 100-mile-long arm crooked at the elbow, narrowing gradually to head of passes. There the river divides into three main channels, Southwest Pass, Pass à l'Outre, and South Pass, each extending like a long, thin finger out into the Gulf. The land separating the passes from the sea is as narrow as a few hundred yards. At head of passes, the party crossed over a shoal and entered the finger that was South Pass. It ran in an almost perfectly straight line, 700 feet wide, for 12.9 miles. Along its banks were dense, impenetrable reeds, 10 to 12 feet high. This was geologically truly the river's delta, created as the Mississippi River deposited its immense sediment load. It was the newest land in North America, a mixture of water and earth so soft that it could not support a man's weight. The animal life was primitive, muskrats and minks, herons and gulls and ducks and snakes. Upon reaching the sea, they anchored, rowed to shore, and walked on the beach. The Gulf surf lapped gently, but the jetties would have to withstand the most violent hurricanes. In the already steamy heat, clouds of mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies began to swarm around them. Then they climbed the lighthouse. It was the only elevation for 100 miles.